Time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Hamish.
Let's start with the AFL, the saddest of days for the sport, the death of Danny Frawley in a motor vehicle accident. We've heard about this in the news, but fair to say a lot of people really just trying to come to terms with it.
With great difficulty too, Hamish. Famously, Danny Spud Frawley came off a potato farm in Bungaree in the Victorian Goldfields to captain St Kilda in 177 of his 240 games for the Saints. He was a nugget more than a spud, despite his own self-deprecation. And many of those games, he was the other bookend to Tony Lockett, plugger up forward and Danny down back. He coached Richmond for 5 years, getting the then hapless Tigers to a preliminary final, and in more recent times was a prominent media figure. He also served as CEO of the AFL Coach Association. That's where I work most closely with him and saw firsthand his passion for protecting the welfare of coaches, particularly the sacked ones. And that's an irony this morning, given his tragic death when his own welfare had become an issue. He often said he never properly dealt with not playing in finals with St Kilda, and mostly too his sacking at Richmond and his ever-present smile and role as a media clown masked his mental health issues. Danny Frawley had just celebrated his 56th birthday. He leaves a wife and three daughters of whom he was inordinately proud, driving them all over Victoria to their rowing events. And he also leaves this morning a grieving sport to Hamish. And elsewhere in the AFL, it seems there has to be news. On a solemn day, it was the GWS Giants. Toby Green has been fined for that offence of serious misconduct, which means he's able to play this weekend, Hamish.
All right. In basketball, Warwick, the Boomers, the Australian men's team, have maintained their unbeaten run at the World Cup.
Yeah, look, this was an important win because it takes them to the top of Group L and further means their next opponent won't be the USA. Everyone tries to dodge the USA at this particular tournament. Rather, they're going to be playing the Czech Republic in a quarter final. In fact, they now won't have to play the USA until the final. That's, of course, if they get there. They first have to beat the Czechs and one of Spain and Poland, and none of those are given. Last night, Patty Mills reconfirmed his status as among the elite in world basketball, scoring 30 points and making the telling steal with 4.4 seconds to go, and the French pressing Joe Jingles Ingles and Aaron Baines also made handy contributions, 23 and 21 points respectively. And respectably, you'd have to say, given the quality of their opponents. The French were also hitherto unbeaten, Hamish.
Warwick, thank you very much. Warwick Hadfield is here with the sport. Warwick, in football, a setback for the Socceroos in Kuwait as Sam Kerr continues to shine in America.
Yeah, let's start with the Socceroos. Mark Milligan, the captain, no less, is out of the World Cup qualifying game in Kuwait in the wee small hours tomorrow morning. It's apparently only a minor leg injury, but this game is going to be played in the substantial Middle Eastern heat, and the coach, Graham Arnold, wasn't prepared to risk anyone. Not 100%. Milligan has been replaced by Oliroo captain Thomas Deng, who finds himself a full-blown Socceroo after being born in a refugee camp in Kenya as his family escaped the turmoil of South Sudan, first in that country and then, of course, here in Australia. Now, in America, Sam Kerr, she's got a brace of goals playing for the Chicago Red Stars in the NWSL. Her 14th and 15th goals from 17 games, making her the competition's leading goal scorer, none of which is surprising, really. She's just that good, Hamish.
In hockey, the Hockey Roos, the Australian women, are taking the hard road to the Olympics in Tokyo next year.
Yeah, Hamish, that's after falling over on the rocky road, you might say, the one in Rockhampton on the weekend. They could do with a Sam Kerr of their own, or at least another Alison Annan or Rochelle Hawkes. After drawing 1-1 with New Zealand in the Oceania qualifying tournament game in Rockhampton, which sent them back to second place in that tournament, they now have to survive another qualifying series in October against one of Italy, Chile or Russia. Now, none of them particular hockey powerhouses, but they would have preferred to have done what the Kookaburras, the men, did in Rocky, which was beat New Zealand 1-0 to go straight to Tokyo, Hamish.
And in rugby league, Warwick, a busy night for the NRL judiciary ahead.
Yes, Hamish. The big one is Canberra's Hudson Young. He's facing the proverbial lengthy ban after being charged with that most heinous of crimes in any sport, eye gouging. He will plead not guilty, and the club has employed the go-to legal eagle for rugby league players in a lot of strife. That's Nick Gabbar, whose silky tongue will be needed in mitigation if at first he can't get Young off. Young already has one previous for eye gouging, and that are first punished with a 5-game ban. And you can't see it being any less than that if he's found guilty. Now, East Jared Wairea Hargraves and Paris Kane Evans, they will be contesting high tackle charges in the hope of playing in various finals this weekend. And South Sam Burgess, he won't be playing, having agreed his hair tug on East. Billy Smith was worth a week. And Billy Smith, now there's a name to conjure with. We haven't heard it in rugby league since the legendary St George halfback William John Smith played his last game in 1977. You would never have ever seen him play, Hamish.
I wasn't alive. Good memory, Warwick. Thank you very much.
Good idea, Hamish.